Message number 295. Virgin Mary, time for the triumph of my Immaculate Heart not far away. Monday, January 2, 2012 at 12:00. My child, the time for the triumph of my Immaculate Heart is not far away. As Satan's power diminishes, he becomes more ruthless in his pursuit of souls. Even strong souls will find this period difficult, as their faith will be tested to the limit. My child, when the faith of my children is tested in this cruel way, they must not falter but stay alert. They must remain pure of heart at all times. They must also remain silent when they feel envy in their souls. Envy and jealousy leads to hatred. Envy of chosen souls is increasing even amongst those who love my son. Children, you must never succumb to this temptation which is placed in your hearts by the evil one. There will increase now a widespread jealousy of all visionaries and holy messengers in the world. This has been foretold, for these are among the many saints of the end times. Their lot is hard, and they will suffer intensely because of the tasks accorded to them. My child, I call on all those who revere me, their blessed mother, to pray to me for the protection of visionaries and end-time prophets. They need your prayers. If you have doubts about these souls who have been chosen to impart the truth to the world, then pray for them regardless. You are all God's creation. You must show love to each other. Proclaim the holy word of my son, but never at the expense of insulting another of God's children. Insults do not spring from love. They come from the deceiver, whose hatred for humanity knows no bounds. If you love my son and find fault with another soul, then you must seal your lips. Never slander another in the name of my son. My heart is pierced like with a sword when I see those souls who are dedicated to me. The Holy Mother of God pour scorn on those visionaries chosen to help save souls. Pray, pray, pray for the visionaries chosen by God the Father in the world today. Be assured that it is those who suffer the biggest insults who speak in the name of my son. Those whose messages are challenged, fiercely frowned upon, and torn asunder are usually the chosen souls. They are the primary targets of the evil one, who through others will taunt believers into rejecting these seers. Remember, these messengers represent my son and his holy word. Reject the authentic seer and you reject the word of my precious son. Always pray for discernment. However, you must never publicly scorn those divine messages given to humanity in order to save souls from the fires of hell. Block the work of these visionaries and you block the salvation of souls. Your beloved Mother, Queen of Heaven, Mother of Salvation.